negative and defeatist thoughts such as, there's no way I'm going to clear that lake, or I always hit it into the water. The mind has sabotaged your ability to perform. As a golf coach, I've worked with thousands of golfers who play like a seasoned professional on the driving range. They hit beautiful shots almost on command with picture-perfect finishes. However, when these same golfers step up to the first tee, things suddenly change. They begin to think about what they're doing, how they're doing it, and the consequences of not doing it right. Maybe they're remembering the last time they stood in that same place and reliving that experience in their mind. If a lake or sand trap happens to stand between them and the green, their attention, consciously or subconsciously, often shifts towards that lake or trap. You can guess where the ball is likely to end up. Golf is a challenging mental exercise. One must be able to concentrate sporadically over a prolonged period of time, about 4 hours for an average round of golf. Sound like a long time? Well, consider this. How long do you think it takes to actually play golf, defined as actually swinging the club? In our clinics, we hear everything from 5 minutes to an hour and a half. Try it for yourself, or simply picture yourself playing a typical round of golf. Now count, from start to finish, how long it takes you to make a single swing. You'll probably come up with the same numbers as us, approximately 1 to 2 seconds per swing. Let's use an average of 90 shots, including putts, multiplying that by 2 seconds. Which means that during an average round of golf, you actually play golf, or swing the club, for about 180 seconds. Or 3 minutes. So if you're only swinging the club for 3 minutes, then what are you doing for the other 3 hours and 57 minutes? Hopefully having fun, taking in the scenery and enjoying the company of your playing partners. However, more than likely, you are filling your mind with nonstop thinking, judging, overanalysis, and self-criticism of your swing and golf game. What am I doing wrong? Is my head still? I need to keep my elbow in. My wrist cocked, my grip strong.
This is embarrassing.
Or, why can't I hit it like I did yesterday? Other distractions may also fill your mind. This round is so slow. I better hurry up. People are waiting behind us. My coach is watching. Or, I just blew my entire score on that one hole. You may be distracted by non-golf related thoughts. I've got so much to do at work. I wonder what we're going to eat for dinner. I better not be late. I should hurry up. Or, I should be at home with my kids. When you finally reach your ball and it's your turn to hit, your mind is on overload. Emptying your mind of all those thoughts is critical to hitting good shots. With a crowded and busy mind, it will be difficult to focus and be present for the actual golf shot. Concentrating for 4 hours straight is not only difficult, but virtually impossible. Even Tiger Woods says he doesn't concentrate fully for 4 hours straight, but rather only when he needs to, right before and during each and every shot. In the past, professional golfers rarely spoke of sports psychology as part of their regular practice and training. Today, most speak of it routinely. Players are no longer embarrassed about having a sports psychologist or reading books on the inner game of golf. Many speak of it as the key to their success. The shift towards inner game preparation is happening now, not only on the professional level, but on all levels, especially for the everyday golfer. Why is this shift occurring and what is causing it? I believe every person's individual desire to achieve his or her potential, both on and off the golf course,